Now, this week has seen the election of new Cathaoirleachs or new mayors to the municipal districts and indeed to Kerry County Council itself proper. Today, we are going to speak to the new Cathaoirleach for the Castle Island Corcaguina Municipal District, Fianna Fáil Councillor Michael O'Shea, who joins us on the line from Milltown this morning. Michael, good morning to you and congratulations on becoming Cathaoirleach.
Thank you, Tessa. Good morning. Good morning to everybody. How are you all? Very good.
Can I ask you, first of all, I've always meant this to ask of mayors or Cathaoirleach of the MD for Castle Island and Corcaguina. Is it strange being the Cathaoirleach for two areas that are quite separate? You mean you have Corcaguina in the west and then you have Castle Island in the east?
Oh, well, before I answer that question, Tracy, just in relation to yesterday, you had the Mayor of Kerry on, John Francis Flynn, my neighbour here, so I just want to again congratulate John Francis, my Killorgan neighbour. He's the first in 47 years to take that prestige chain of office into Killorgan since the late Tim Chubb O'Connor. So it is a historic moment in time for John Francis, and I wish him very well as Mayor of Kerry. Now, your question in terms of the both areas, yes, they are. You know, they're both different in such geographically different in layout. You know, the Dingle Peninsula is more or less a peninsula based on coastline, based on hills, mountains, where Castle Island is more inland and more flat and more centred, I suppose, to the county of Kerry. But in terms of their being diverse, yes, they're diverse in many ways in terms of what they stand for and their power and strength. They're both, I suppose, very powerful. They're two powerful economic drivers in the county of Kerry in terms of what they are, in terms of Dingle being a tourism hub, being strongly based in agriculture, aquaculture, marines, piers, harbours, where an industry, where Castle Island, of course, is totally different. Again, a very strong, powerful commercial town, very powerful in terms of its agricultural base, centred in the centre of Kerry, close to Tralee, close to Killarney, close to the Limerick border. So, yeah, they are diverse and they have two different strengths, but they are very powerful economies in the centre of Kerry.
And as Cathaoirleach of the municipal district for Corcaguina and Castle Island, what's your number one priority for the next 12 months?
Well, I've several, you see, because you know, Tressa, like, we've a team of seven councillors in the MD. We have three from Dingle, myself, Brendan, and Seamus, and we have four joining us, Jackie, Finan, Charlie, and Bobby O'Connell in Castle Island. And we've all the same vision and aspirations in terms of our MDs. You know, Castle Island, Dingle is very powerful in terms of its seeking access. The N86 is a big issue for us. It's just about a third complete. And the big issue, I suppose, for all in terms of the Dingle electoral area is connectivity in terms of telecommunications, phone and mobile broadband is a massive big problem in the Dingle Peninsula. And the same, I'm sure, is in Castle Island, because my colleagues are continuously raising access connectivity in Castle Island area as well. So we're similar in terms of problems. So, you know, my previous chair of the Castle Island Corcaguina area was Councillor Fiona Fitzgerald. Did an excellent job as chair. And he also always echoed the fact that Castle Island, you know, was awaiting a tourism centre of Castle Island. He was looking for a river walkway for Castle Island. He was looking for the greenway to link up with other greenways in the county of Kerry. So, as chair of Kerry, you'll have the same aspirations and visions as he will have, plus my own. My own will be, of course, to be totally parochial with the Millstone Master Plan would be a big issue for me in terms of getting it over the line, simply because the fact that Millstone's population is rising rapidly. We're the largest small villages for the size of the entire country, and this census again, which will be out very shortly, will prove same. So we have that master plan is vital for the future of our town in terms of services and education and all that goes with it, you know. So yeah, it's the same thing we'll be fighting for, but we have a great team with our three guys and the three of us and the four in Castle Island. So yes, we're the one team when it comes to fighting for infrastructure, services and housing and that for our communities. We're all the same voice in that, you know.
Our councillors put in a bit of a bind, though, because obviously people want better infrastructure, people want more jobs. But when we invariably hear that if there are proposals for wind farms, if there are proposals to erect new masts to improve telecommunications, there's then strong local opposition from people. How do councillors square that?
You see, there is, and you've got to find a balance between all that, you know. And as we see the controversy in recent weeks with Mbor Penala nationally and the issues of broadbands, the issue with mass, we won't go there. But what I'm saying to you is this, that there are, everybody wants improved connectivity, everyone wants a la carte services, but unfortunately you're going to have issues where these services are going to be located, especially mass, you know. So take, for instance, the one that was erected in Inch recently was a scandal next to a family home and business, and how that was granted.
It was granted.
We won't go there now with this program.
Yeah, no, but what I was thinking, just in general terms, and I'm not just speaking about politicians, but people in general, they say, oh yes, we want more infrastructure, we want better broadband, we want better mobile phone coverage, we want more jobs, but when in tangible ways there's an announcement of plans for a wind farm, or that there's plans to erect a new mast to improve communications and to improve connectivity, invariably there can be opposition. So how do public representatives square that, listening to people's genuine concerns in general terms? I don't want to talk about specifics, listening to people's genuine concerns, but also saying, look, there's a bigger picture here, and that if we want our area to do well economically and to prosper, we need infrastructure, we need jobs, and even if that may mean more wind farms.
I know, I get your point, Tressa, but the issue here is, like, you know, that more dialogue, more kind of inclusion of communities in terms of erecting kind of telephone communication masts and wind farms. There's no issue with either. Once there is dialogue, and once the community and total inclusion of everybody is involved in the actual debate, there's always locations for wind energy, there's always locations for the telecommunication mast, but in the right location. You don't want to encroach these next to family homes, like the wind energy issue in Guineawilla and Scartlane and places, and out in Arkell. The big issue is that they're encroaching in family homes, and they're disturbing the lives of many families who are living close to them. The same applies to the actual telecommunication masts. You know, they're within yards of family homes, which is not right. They're totally unsightly, and they're totally obstructive and obtrusive when they're located close to family homes. So there are the issues. But if the companies in question involved had more dialogue with communities and being totally inclusive to all involved, I think that we would always find solutions for wind energy turbines, and we would find solutions for telecommunication masts as well, once there's proper dialogue.
And on that note, we'll finish the interview, and thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Oh, thank you, Michael. Thank you, Lisa. Thanks, everybody.
And bye-bye. The very best luck in your next 12 months as Cathaoirleach of the Castle Island Corcaguina Municipal District.